This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively. FedEx. This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
It's like that.
A thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
there. Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500. Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Wednesday, Ceviche Wednesday, December 6th, and today's pod is the best one yet. It's a T-boy. Jack, I thought we were both wearing beanies today, man.
Nope, but I am wearing my T-boy sweatshirt.
Honestly, it is hard to have the headphones on while we're recording the podcast under the beanie.
I know, you're overcompensating with a louder voice today, I noticed.
I can actually barely hear what you're saying right now. First story for today's show. Jack, what do we got?
For our first story, it's Walmart. Walmart just produced its first original TV series, starring 330 shoppable items.
But Yetis, this movie isn't really a rom-com. This Walmart movie is rom-commerce.
For our second story, we finally got the trailer for Grand Theft Auto 6, the biggest video game of the decade.
But video games, they don't really sell a product. Video games collect taxes.
And our third and final story, we finally got the answer. How much money do you need to be happy?
Jack, how much money do millennials need to be happy these days?
$500,000 a year.
Yetis, millennials, we need more money than any other generation to be happy. And Jack and I have the reason why.
But Yetis, before we hit that wonderful mix of stories.
That is a wild mix of stories today, Jack.
Yesterday, we launched our T-Boy Holiday Merch Collection.
And Yetis, you may have noticed that the theme of our merch drop this year was soft. Everything is super soft.
We made all of our merch soft because soft is the theme of the year.
Yetis, get this. The top-selling toys this year aren't just any toys. It's the softest toys.
The softer and squishier the toy, the greater and bigger the sales.
Yeah, the more you can rub that toy up against your cheeks, the more likely that toy is to sell.
Here's the numbers from the Wall Street Journal. Overall toy sales are down by 8% this holiday season.
But plush toy sales are up by 4% this holiday season.
If plush doesn't speak to you, call it the teddy bear effect.
We want toys that we can hug.
You're not buying Hot Wheels. You're buying huggable hamsters this year.
Forget the Barbie dolls. You want Barbie's cashmere duvet.
Even Beanie Babies are stuffing their babies with more cotton than usual.
Yetis, the next time you buy a Beanie Baby, ask for the thread count. It's like a nice linen sheet, that Beanie Baby.
And guess who's buying all these extra stuffed, super soft toys?
Jack, who's buying all these super soft toys right now?
Adults.
Yeah, it's the adults. Specifically, it's the kiddults.
Kiddults. Adults who play with toys.
Because 25% of plush toys are being bought by kiddults.
You bought a Paddington Bear doll for your next Zoom call.
So for the toy makers, we're seeing an arms race out there.
For the softest toy.
And And we're seeing ruthless competition up there.
For the squishiest gift.
And Hasbro is going hardcore this holiday season.
For soft, squishy love.
So yeah, if you're at Duncan's Toy Chest this weekend, remember, just ask them to escort you to the softest aisle.
If you're at FAO Schwartz, you want the fuzziest doll.
If you're checking out and that thing can't be stuffed on your chest and make it feel nice, warm, and cuddly, then don't even buy it.
If it can't snuggle with it, I don't want it.
Because nothing sells like soft.
Nothing sells like soft.
Jack, let's hit our three soft stories.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea to cause a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, Walmart just launched an entire TV series just to sell you stuff.
Walmart is getting into TV.
Walmart's doing TV.
It's not a rom-com, it's rom-commerce, and it marks a new era of entertainment.
Yetis, we have all seen the Hallmark Channel TV rom-com, haven't we, Jack?
The girl moves from the big city back to her small town and bumps into the boy from her childhood at that lumberjack Christmas tree farm.
But the local bakery is about to go out of business, so what do, Jack?
They make a cake, they win the pie competition together, they save the local bakery, and start a relationship.
1 week later, they're married, and he doesn't even know her middle name.
You've seen this movie a dozen times. I don't even care what it's called.
But Walmart doesn't care because Walmart just launched their own version of a Hallmark movie. It's a Walmart romantic TV series.
We're talking a 23-episode TV show. It's holiday themed. Jess and Javi, they reunite in their hometown.
And a spark is ignited.
You can watch on TikTok, on Roku, and on YouTube.
Here's the big question. Will Jess and Javi find true love in one weekend? And will they win that pie competition?
The name of the series, which is produced by Walmart, is Add to Heart.
Add to Heart is the name of the series. That sounds like...
Add to Cart?
It does sound like Add to Cart, doesn't it?
The sequel is Confirm Purchase.
Yetis, this show is called Add to Heart, and there's a funny reason why.
Here's how Walmart describes it.
We're bringing together two of your favorite holiday traditions this holiday season. Watching rom-coms and shopping.
Because this isn't just a TV show. It's one giant 23-episode long product placement.
Yetis, this is what Jack and I found fascinating about this story. The star of this Walmart TV show is Walmart products.
Add to Heart features over 330 different shoppable products that are all sold at Walmart.
Yetis, this isn't a rom-com. This is rom-commerce. Like, the supporting role isn't an actor. It's a sweater.
The supporting actress is that cute candle over there.
Because here's the key. You can buy the Walmart items that you see in every single scene with the remote control that you're using to watch the show.
So as Jess is getting ready for that first date, she's applying some e.l.f. Beauty eyeliner.
You can click to buy that e.l.f. Beauty eyeliner from Walmart.
And as Javi preps for that pie competition by seasoning his cast iron pan.
You can click to buy that pan from Walmart.
Or when Javi proposes in the final episode.
If he proposes. Spoiler alert.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, everybody.
We don't know.
You knew how this was going to end.
Yeah, we don't know
how it's
going to end.
You knew how it was going to end.
Yeah, we do.
You can buy that ring on Walmart.
Yetis, add it all up, and Walmart has twisted the dimensions of the media industry as we know it.
Is this show a 23-episode series?
Or is this show a 23-part commercial?
The lines have been blurred.
So stay tuned for our takeaway. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Walmart?
We've entered the era of product productions.
All right, Yetis, a question from Jack and me here. Is the Barbie movie an ad? Because like the title is Barbie, the Barbie logo is in the title, and it's produced by Mattel, the maker of Barbie.
Now there's no reminder at the end of the movie to go to your local toy store and buy a Barbie doll.
Good point, Jack.
But the movie did boost Barbie sales by 25%, didn't it?
Well, now Walmart has made an entire TV show that's also one long product placement.
Technically, it is a show with a plot and, you know, twist, probably.
Twist. He doesn't propose to her.
but it's simultaneously a seamless shopping experience.
So the way Jack and I see it, 2023 is the year that we fully blended commercials with content into a brand new thing.
Call it a shoppable series, call it a showvertisement, or call it rom-commerce.
Either way, it is a new form of entertainment, and we're calling it a product production.
And based on all the T-Boy merch Nick and I are wearing right now, this pod's a product production, isn't it, Nick?
Oh, this beanie, it sells itself, Jack. For our second story, after a 10-year break, Grand Theft Auto 6 was finally unveiled this week.
This video game is so powerful, it doesn't make revenue, it collects taxes.
Hey, Yetis. Jack and I got to share with you a funny thing about video games. Actually, this is like the dirty secret about video games, isn't it, Jack?
They're more valuable than any other type of media.
Don't believe us? Jack, can we whip up the numbers on video games, please?
In May, Nick and I covered the hot new video game of the summer, Zelda.
Zelda. And Jack, what was our takeaway when we covered Zelda over the summer?
The latest Zelda video game would make more money than the last three Star Wars movies combined.
Yetis, Nintendo's top video game makes more money than Disney's top movie franchise.
Which brings us to this news.
The buzzy new video game right now is Grand Theft Auto, GTA for short.
And Grand Theft Auto dwarfs Zelda.
Those video games of GTA have sold 410 million units.
And at $45 a pop, that is more revenue that GTA has brought in than the Beatles' all-time record sales.
Sit down, stand up, and call me when we're 64. Yetis, Grand Theft Auto has made more money than the Beatles.
Hey, Eleanor Rigby, apparently people play video games 8 days a week.
Ringo is not going to be happy.
Ringo's not thrilled.
But here's the thing, Yetis. Grand Theft Auto 5 was released like 10 years ago, back in 2013. Like, what's happening? This video game makes so much money, but we haven't had one in a decade.
Finally, this week, after 10 years, we saw the trailer for Grand Theft Auto 6.
And here's the storyline. Jack, here, I'll give you the controller.
The first person main character of this video game is a woman living in Miami.
And the gamer gets to act like that woman, wreaking havoc in Vice City with no regard for the law in the new Grand Theft Auto.
If you're playing GTA 6, you can drive a Ferrari off a parking garage and aim to collide midair with a helicopter and then run away from the police when you somehow survive the crash.
Yeah, it kind of sounds a lot like GTA 1, to be honest with you. Yeah.
By the way, Grand Theft Auto, it's a felony. Punishable in jail.
You want to do GTA the video game, not GTA real life.
To be clear.
Now, Yetis, we should point out that this new GTA video game is not coming out until 2025.
But the trailer, which was published on Monday, has already been watched 60 million times.
This video game trailer has 60 million views on YouTube.
And our buddy Joost van Drunen, an NYU professor, he said it best.
Yeah, he said that video games, they aren't video games anymore. Video games are now playgrounds.
But you don't play in the playground world of GTA.
No.
You live there.
You live there. So Jack, what's the takeaway for all our buddies who are living in video games right now?
Modern video games don't make revenues, they collect taxes.
Yetis, to play this new GTA video game, you have to buy the game for $40. Let's call that the cost of citizenship.
But it doesn't stop there. Since you live in GTA's world, you have to pay taxes too.
And that tax is the subscription, because a GTA Plus subscription for $6 a month is what you need to unlock the features.
Oh, and you pay those taxes in a virtual currency that Grand Theft Auto controls.
Right.
GTA Bucks.
Oh, and if you don't pay, GTA still makes money because you end up watching GTA in that video game world.
According to Bloomberg, at any given moment, 141,000 people are watching someone else play GTA on Twitch.
So Yetis, video games, they aren't really video games anymore. They're online worlds where you can live part of your life.
That's why modern video games don't make revenues. They collect taxes. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Yetis, how good is the feeling of finally getting something off your chest?
You've been wanting to say it. You've been waiting to say it.
But you bottled it up.
In Waspy, Vermont, where I grew up, we didn't talk much about our problems. We were encouraged to keep them to yourself.
Yetis, bottling up your feelings is just horrible for you, because eventually it blows up with an outburst, and then while it's stewing, it makes your whole stomach feel terrible.
We encourage you to get it off your chest. And the perfect place to do that is therapy.
You will not believe how good it feels to say something that has been left unsaid, and you can practice with a therapist and then end up telling your loved ones the best way possible later on.
You don't have to tell them, but you could. It's 100% up to you. Oh, and by the way, what you tell your therapist remains completely confidential.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/T-Boy today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/T-Boy.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
For our third and final story, according to a recent survey, millennials need 3 times the income of any other generation just to be happy.
Looks bad for millennials, but we think it has nothing to do with being a millennial.
Jack, to quote our buddy Jerry Maguire, show me the money!
Yetis, in August, the Harris Poll asked 2,000 Americans whether money brings them happiness.
And we thought we knew the answer, didn't we, Jack?
We thought the answer was yes.
We got some more specifics in that answer, didn't we?
In 2010, a Nobel Prize-winning economist found the magic number that brings happiness.
And the magic happiness number is $75,000 a year.
So more money will bring you happiness up to a certain point. Once you hit $75,000 a year income.
But after that magic number, any more money doesn't make you any happier.
Well, that's wrong.
It turns out that number, we got to throw that number away.
Yeah, that number's outdated. And we know that from this new survey.
According to the new survey on happiness, the average American thinks you need $284,000 a year just to be happy.
So the financial number for happiness has grown from $75,000 a year to $284,000 a year.
That is a really big jump, Jack.
Because $75,000 a year, that's nice, but I want a self-plunge and cold plunge, okay, Nick?
I want to be dipping my avocado toast in a double-digit latte while I'm doing that cold plunge, Jack.
So, Yetis, the money needed to be happy has quadrupled in just over 10 years.
Which made Jack and I have to ask the question, what is driving that demand for more happy money? And Jack seems to like that term I just said, happy money.
Nick, the cause is us. It's millennials.
Yetis, the reason why is millennials.
The Harris Poll showed that millennials had their mind on their money and their money on their mind more than any other generation.
Get this, Yetis. Millennials require triple the income demanded by any other generation just to be happy.
So how much income does a 35-year-old like Nick or me need to be happy in America?
What's the number, Jack?
$525,000 a year, according to this survey.
$525,000 a year. Yetis, we repeat, Millennial Millie needs 3 times the income of Boomer Bob just to be happy.
Yeah, this survey shows that younger Gen Zers, they don't need nearly as much money to slay as millennials do.
And older Gen X and Boomers, they're chilling in Del Boca Vista. They also don't need as much income as millennials do.
So we gotta ask, why are millennials so money-focused compared to everyone else?
We gotta ask, why do we want 3 times more money than any other generation?
Are we insecure?
Are we materialistic?
Or are we just thirsty for our own espresso machine in our own kitchen?
Did Alex ask for an espresso machine on a Christmas list this year?
Again. Yes.
Choppy, shoppy till you droppy, droppy. So Jack, what's the takeaway for all our buddies who are millennials out there?
This isn't a generational thing. It's an age thing.
Yetis, funny thing. Millennials happen to be in their 30s right now. These are what Jack's dad, Big Ted, calls the busy years.
Yeah, they're busy years because many of us are getting married right now and having kids and buying a home and raising kids.
All those happen to be life changes that are expensive, but other ages don't face those same expenses.
Yeah, like Gen Zers, many of them are still relying on their parents.
And baby boomers, many of them are on fixed expenses.
But millennials, they're not. Millennials are in their 30s and we need a higher salary to pay for these big life things than other generations.
But here's what Jack and I noticed. It's not just today's millennials who would want more income. When any other past generation hit their late 20s or their early 30s, those busy years became expensive.
Historically, the same expenses millennials face right now happened when any generation turned 30.
Your baby boomer Uncle Bob had the similar income desires as you when he hit 30 back in 1980.
So millennials, we think we need more money to be happy.
But it's not a generational thing. It's an age thing.
It's something that happens to every generation when they hit 30.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us for Ceviche Wednesday?
Walmart just produced their first original TV series, and it stars 330 shoppable items.
Rom-commerce. It's a new form of Hollywood entertainment. We call it a product production.
For our second story, after 10 years, we finally have the trailer for the next Grand Theft Auto.
Because Yetis and modern video gaming, they don't make revenue, they collect taxes.
And our third and final story. According to the Harris Poll, the average millennial thinks a $500,000 salary is needed for happiness.
Don't blame us. Do not blame us. It is not a millennial thing. This is an age thing. You did the same thing.
But Yetis, this pod's not over yet. Here's what else you need to know today.
First, gold prices just hit an all-time high above $2,100. We're talking $2,000 for an ounce of gold.
Yesterday, we told you Bitcoin had surged. Gold is surging too.
And second, speaking of surging, Apple stock just closed at a record high. The value of Apple is now at $3 trillion.
It's all thanks to Govember. The stock market rose 9% in November, and they're starting off December real nice, too.
And finally, the Oxford Word of the Year for 2023 is Riz.
It comes from charisma, and according to our intern, that roughly translates to style, charm, or attractiveness.
Riz is the ability to attract a romantic partner. Jack, can you use it in a sentence for us, please?
No.
Now time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Warren Claiborne from lovely San Francisco, right down the street.
Trivia. Where was surfing first introduced to the United States?
Get this, Yetis. The first surfers in America were in California, but
it was thanks to three Hawaiian princes.
Yeah, back in 1885, three brothers of Hawaiian royalty came to study in the Bay Area because there was a great school here they wanted to visit.
It was an exchange program because Hawaii wasn't part of the United States yet.
Well, one weekend, they decided to cut down a redwood tree, and those three Hawaiian princes turned it into a surfboard.
All year long, they surfed on the waves of Santa Cruz, California.
And those three Hawaiian princes introduced surfing to America. The original Beach Boys.
Nice.
Yetis, you look fantastic over there. Jack, you're looking...
How do I look?
Yetis.
How do I look?
You're looking great. You are looking fantastic. Tomorrow, you're going to wear the beanie. Yetis, if you haven't yet, you got to check out the merch on our website. We just dropped the holiday edition. It's fantastic.
Yeah, we're really proud of this stuff. I'm wearing it my third day in a row. Full disclosure.
Jack, I'm wearing the one you left at my house.
It smells like me, doesn't it?
It does smell like you. It's kind of like I'm podcasting with you. Yetis, the merch looks beautiful. The crew necks are stunning. The beanies are wonderful. We got new hats, new shirts.
It's a great holiday gift for any bestie or yeti.
So besties, shoppy shoppy till you droppy droppy at tboypod.com.
Nick and I will see you tomorrow.
Can't wait. Before we go, congratulations to Yeti Ryan Everhart, who just passed the 1,000-mile mark for running this year.
And he's celebrating his 200th run of the year just outside Dallas.
Just outside Dallas. And Brandon and Grace, congratulations. They just got engaged in the Smoky Mountains of Tennessee. Let's see some ring pics.
Beautiful. And congratulations to Don and Tammy Rice, celebrating 15 years together in Friendsville, Tennessee.
And Alexander Easterly is turning 13 years old, dancing to our jingle right now. Alexander, celebrate that win in Knoxville, Tennessee.
What's with the Tennessee theme? That's three Tennessees in a row.
I'm too shabby. Let's go to Nashville. We got a bachelorette party to plan, Jack.
Happy birthday to Pulkit Agarwal, who's celebrating in his pajamas in Seattle, Washington.
Pulkit, you're looking fantastic.
And to anyone else celebrating something today, make it a T-boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. I own stock of Disney and Roku. Nick and I both own stock of Apple. And we both own one Bitcoin whose name is Ben. And he's been paying the tabs recently.
I think the highlight of the day is, can you use it in a sentence? No. I think what Jack's trying to say is, if you wear our T-Boy merch, you will look Riz.
No, I think you'll be Riz. I think you're getting the part of speech wrong.
It's a past participle, isn't it?
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Calling all coffee drinkers. If you've been trying to enhance your daily coffee routine, then Quest has got your back with their brand new iced coffees. Now available in two delightfully delicious flavors that'll be sure to add an extra pep in your step. Vanilla latte and mocha latte. Quest has been on a mission to help fuel you with protein-forward foods you'll love. Each bottle of Quest iced coffee is packed with 200 milligrams of caffeine, the same amount as 2 cups of regular coffee, plus 10 grams of protein per serving to help you supercharge your day. And did I mention that they only contain 1 gram of sugar? It might just be time to cheat on your iced coffee with iced coffee. Find Quest iced coffees on Amazon.com/Quest Nutrition. That's Amazon.com/Quest Nutrition.